I'm disappointed because it's lingered on probably since January, and I would have expected business to have been concluded by now and probably in a more appropriate manner than it has been over probably last 4 or 5 days, I suppose.
So who have you got the problem with in all of this?
I haven't got a problem. Let's get one thing straight. I haven't got a problem. But it seems to me that when you come to a negotiating point, that a club who's trying to recruit probably one of the best players in the Championship up to his injury doesn't want to reflect his true value as a recruitment and as a player with respect to negotiating financial terms on his compensation with Barnsley Football Club. And that's where it seems a little bit silly for me that they don't see Jacob's true financial value to Barnsley Football Club, but they're willing to recruit him.
Yeah, well, we're told it's way less than £500,000, the offer. It'll go to tribunal now. Will Barnsley lose out anyway when it goes to tribunal? Because, you know, from past experience, clubs never really get the full value when it goes down this route, do they?
They don't. I agree with you 100%. I'm very cynical about the old tribunal affair. You never get a true reflection of a valuation. Jacob's been at the football club for a number of years. Last season he was made team captain. He was selected for England under-21s. He was selected for the Olympic GB team. And it just, for me, it stinks when you consider that Norwich won't value him. And it seems ridiculous that they'll go to a tribunal and try and get for as little monetary value as possible, which probably is a reflection of them not really fancying him. And they do want to recruit him, but they don't want to do the right thing and meet, I suppose, somewhere in the middle with respect to what we feel is all Jacob's worth and what they feel is always worth. The initial offer that's been received from the football club is an absolute joke. It's scandalous and disrespectful to Barnsley, myself and Flicker and the coaching team, Jacob's teammates and the whole of Barnsley.
When will the tribunal be?
I'm not too sure, to be honest. That will be over to Don and the board of directors to decide with, obviously, the club's lawyers.
But whatever you do recoup for him, will that be put back into the team?
I'm not too sure. As a manager, you want to be able to build a squad that's, you know, capable of withstanding all the challenges of the Championship season. Not month one, not month nine, but all of them. So we're hopeful. At this moment in time, we've been knocked back, obviously, on Jacob. We've been knocked back on Oliver Norwood for reasons that, you know, have been difficult to digest. But we move onwards and upwards, and we're optimistic going into the new season, really looking forward to the new season. But I just hope that there's a conclusion to the Jacob Butterfield affair, and it doesn't go on into, you know, October, November time before we see any benefit with respect to finances from it.